Who would win in a nacho eating contest on this team? I would have to say myself because I love nachos. These are nachos. Where did Coach Quinn say he sees you fitting in his defense? Well, I'm an inside linebacker in his defense, and he sees me as a guy that can be a vocal leader as well as a leader by example. So I'm excited to go out and rip and run every day and just have some fun out there. What does it feel like to be back? I would have to say it feels a little bit nostalgic to be back. Like when I was here on my visit, I mean, I had a couple more suitors. So I was talking to other people and thinking about maybe taking a visit and just riding down Peachtree, like going to eat with the coaches. I'm just looking around like, man, I think if I do stay here, I want to live in the city this time. Because it was just a beautiful, you know, sight to just see Midtown and downtown and just ride through Buckhead. So it feels great to be back because I'm familiar with a lot of the things here. And it's like home, you know, it is home. What are your goals in ATL this time compared to when you were first in ATL? I don't think they've changed much. I think the goal is to win the Super Bowl. You know, I've had a chance to play in two championship games, and I don't have a Super Bowl trip, which doesn't mean that much anyway if you don't win. So, you know, we definitely want to win the Super Bowl. And I have some personal goals, but, you know, today is just putting the left foot in front of the right foot and just keep going and just getting better. When or are you going to go back to the high top fade? That is to be determined. I'll be getting married next June. So I think I might have to do away with this because the fiance is a little rough on me about it. So I don't know about the high top fade, but who knows? I think I can rock any haircut. You know, that's one thing. I got like one of those heads where I can get a bald head, I can wear a high top. Mohawk, South of France, Frohawk, whatever you want to call it, high top. I can even, you know, I was, just to say this, I was the first one. I won't say the first one, but I had the Nino Brown fade back in 2011. You can go back to the IG, check the pics. I know Antonio Brown, AB, shout out, love to you, but I was rocking that first, buddy.